Yoshua Perek Chaf Gimel opens Pasuk Aleph. Vayimi Yamim Ravim Achrei Asher Niach Hashem Liyisrael Mikol Oyveihem Nesavim VYoshua Zokein Baba Yamim. After many days, Yeshua is getting older, and he gathered together all of Klal Yisrael. This takes us through Pasuk Yud. Yeshua announces to Klal Yisrael he's getting older, and his time to leave the world is coming. He continues to tell Klal Yisrael, you have seen all the greatness of what Hashem has done for you. However, there are still nations that remain in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Do not fear. Hashem will let you defeat them, even though I will not be here. However, you need to strengthen yourself to keep Torah, to keep the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. As it says in Pasuk Vav, the Chazaktem Me'od Lishmor V'Lasos, he strengthened them a lot. He gave them chizuk to follow through and to keep as Kol HaTorah, Kol HaKosav B'Sefer Torah's Moshe, everything that was written in the Torah of Moshe, the Bilti Sor Mimenu Yaminu Smol, without deviating it from the left, from the right, or to the left. I would like to point out, Yeshua wasn't just talking to the big tzaddikim. He had gathered all of Klal Yisrael, every single person, men, women, children. They all have this ability to strengthen themselves and be dovet to Hashem and cling to Hashem. In Pasuk Zion, it says in the Pasuk, Lo tazkiru v'lo tazvil v'lo tavem v'lo tishtach v'lahem. Yeshua warns the nations not to intermingle with the warns Klal Yisrael not to intermingle and not to adapt to the nations of the world, and that they need to stay strong in their Jewish Torah identity and not adapt to their culture. As it says, because if they do, they will become, as it says in Pasuk Yod Aleph through Yod Aleph, v'fahu l'mokesh v'lishotei b'tzideichem, will become like a thorn in your side if you start to take to their ways. Pasuk Tezvav, through Pasuk Tezayin, just like Hashem has given you all the tov, so too Hashem can make things difficult for you and give you the opposite if you transgress our bris. V'yichar af Hashem b'chem v'avadetem mehirim al haaretz atova asher nasam achem. Hashem could bring upon the opposite of the bracha, the opposite of all the good that he's given to you, which we conclude the perek, Yoshua led Klal Yisrael through their wars for 28 years. According to the Yalkut, however, the Yalkut learns he learned Yoshua led Klal Yisrael for 38 years. I'd like to point out that the Be'er Moshe explains Yoshua understood it would be hard to go from one leader to a new leader. Yoshua also understood his life was coming to an end, and he was scared that Klal Yisrael wouldn't respect their new leader. Therefore, Yoshua brought all of Klal Yisrael together and gave them chizuk and encouraged them to do their avoda just as they were doing now to keep it up. The Ramban in Parshas Ekev explains, until now, Klal Yisrael saw many open miracles that Hashem done for them. However, now that the period of open miracles were coming to an end, he wanted Klal Yisrael to focus their thoughts only on Hashem. This way, Klal Yisrael wouldn't learn to rely and be weak in their emuna without the open miracles that they were experiencing up until then. So too in our own lives, how much do we need to strengthen ourselves and be mechazik ourselves every day to connect to Hashem and be dovet to Hashem? Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.